There are 17 members present. Senator Tillian is excused.
Senator Tillian.
Prayer by the chaplain, Pastor Robert McNabb.
Before we pray, I wonder if we might have a moment of silence for our beloved Senator Ray, in memory of his voice. The words of Isaiah declare that they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. O God, our Father, we would pause to wait upon you for these gifts, that we might soar, run, and even walk in the pursuance of our work, that it might be for the best of all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 80th legislative day.
Senator Curtillo.
President, there are no additions or corrections. I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved and read.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal. Without objection, journal certified. Introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
Message of March 31. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copy to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Bill Number 20, amended Chapter 27. There are no other governor's messages.
Messages from the House.
The House has passed the following. House Concurrent Resolution Number 116 by the State Affairs Committee, commending the contestants in the state small schools championship playoff.
Rules.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 119 by the State Affairs Committee, congratulating the winner of the fourth annual Iditarod Trail Race.
Rules.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 220, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for camping facilities in the Chena River Recreation Area and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 231 by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for camping facilities in the Nancy Lake Recreation Area and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 795, amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the status of women in Alaska and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
There are no other messages from the House.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 583 relating to reserve accounts and recommends replacement with a committee substitute. The committee substitute do pass. This report is signed by Senator Rader, Chairman, concurred in by Senators Curtula, Ray, Croft, and Sackett. The bill appears on today's calendar. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill 691 relating to public broadcasting. And the committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, and the committee substitute do pass. The report is signed by Senator Chance, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Senators Coletta and Bradley. There's no further referral.
Rules.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill 713 relating to terms of members of regional school boards. The committee recommends it do pass with an amendment. The report is signed by Senator Chance, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Senators Ferguson, Bradley, and Coletta. There's no further referral.
Rules.
These are the only standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
There are no resolutions.
Introduction of Senate Bill.
Senate Bill Number 724 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council, entitled An Act Making Corrective Amendments in the Alaska Statutes as Recommended by the Revisor of Statutes.
Judiciary.
There are no other bills.
Bring us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Have before us in second reading Senate Bill 583.
Senate Bill number, committee substitute for Senate Bill number 583, but the, no, it's Senate Bill 583 by Senator Orsini. An act relating to reserve accounts. The Commerce Committee had this bill under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Cotullo, chairman, recommend do pass. Senators Willis and Bradley signed no recommendation. Senator Coletta signed do pass if amended. The Rules Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute. And that the substitute do pass. The report was signed by Senator Rader, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Ray, Croft, Cotullo, and Sackett. I have a committee substitute.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the committee substitute for Senate Bill 583.
Senator Orsini moves the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute. You have the floor, Senator Orsini.
President, I guess I have to speak a little bit on the original bill also. The intent of the original bill was that when we have to borrow money, when any member of this body has to borrow money, we have to pay interest on that money we borrowed, and that's justifiable. However, when we have reserve accounts for taxes and sometimes insurance, other people are using our money and not paying us interest. And the intent of the original bill was to require that interest be paid on the use of our money. Testimony in the Commerce Committee indicated there were some problems with this. The Commerce Committee passed it out, as we heard earlier, a varied degree of recommendations. The Rules Committee further considered this, and I think the Rules Committee substitute took care of those problems that we heard in the Commerce Committee by changing it to allow if a mortgagor, the person borrowing the money, if he wished, could have this kind of prepayment of taxes and insurance. It may be that many people are happier with the concept of having the taxes paid in with their monthly payments. Other people may wish not to, and the bill, the committee substitute allows this flexibility. And I'm not 100% sure that it will do the intention of the original bill, but I'm certainly willing to give it a chance. And it does take care of some of the problems that were raised on the original bill. I ask unanimous consent.
Senator Orsini asks unanimous consent for the adoption of the committee substitute. Chair. Senator Homan objects.
Question.
Senator Homan.
Mr. President, I don't seem to have a copy of the committee substitute.
Senator Stanaby. Senator, come to order.
President, we may
Senator Stanaby. Come to order. Further discussion? You ready, Senator Poland?
Mr. President, through the chair to Senator Orsini. I know on FHA loans, this type of reserve is automatically set up. And it's my understanding that was a requirement of those loans. Wouldn't this create confusion between the federal government and our own statutes?
Senator Orsini.
Mr. President, it's my belief that this would have no effect on federal lending institutions. So they will, as far as I know, they will still have their own rules and regulations.
Senator Ziegler.
Another question, Senator some of the work you do, the chair, I may make a question.
Certainly.
Justin, not the Veterans Affairs Commission insists upon a prepayment of a tax and insurance reserve every load they make to a veteran. It makes it a burden. And how would this, what impact, if any, would this bill have upon the VAC on the Veterans Affairs Commission?
Senator Sweeney?
I assume the Senator Sweeney means the state VA.
Yep.
The state VA does not require a reserve for insurance. They do require a reserve for taxes. And it's my understanding that this would affect them as well as other lending institutions. Go ahead.
Further discussion? Are you ready to vote? Question is, shall Senate Rules Committee substitute be adopted? As many as favor say aye.
Aye.
Any as opposed, no. The ayes have it. The substitute is adopted. Are there any amendments?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 583 by the Rules Committee, an act relating to reserve accounts. I have no amendments.
Senator Katua?
President, absence of any amendments. I move and ask unanimous consent. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 583, considering gross transfer to the place of contact.
Senator Katua moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 583 be advanced from second to third reading, placed for you on final passage. Without objection, we have before us in third reading Senate Bill 583.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 583 by the Rules Committee, an act relating to reserve accounts.
Senator North?
Mr. President, I know that many members will consider this a consumer piece of legislation, and I recognize that it's probably the popular thing to do in election here, but I'm going to oppose the committee substitute as well as it would have in the main bill. I think perhaps missing the point of the reserve account, I suggest to you that if the local governments in this state knew that we were considering this legislation today, they would testify in mass against it. Because while admittedly this particular instrument is used by the banks for their self-protection, there's a self-interest there, it also happens to however, extend a very real public benefit to the local governments in the state by the collection of those taxes. A function which costs money. It costs local governments a lot of money if they were to do it. In this case, a lending institution does it for them. I'm not as concerned about the insurance company because that's a private function, but the taxing is a public function, and I think that we're forgetting that a public service is rendered there, that is rendered in the bank's self-interest. I submit to you, Mr. President, that the committee substitute as well as the main bill will cause problems. A couple of questions have already been raised which have not been satisfactorily answered. In many cases, if they're not able, I suspect many banks, too, I suppose, vary from bank to bank, will simply say, we're not going to carry a reserve account. And then your local governments will have the responsibility for collecting for thousands of more homes in the various jurisdictions in the state than they otherwise would have. And I simply think that the system we have now works very well. Works very well for the local governments involved. It has a public purpose. For that reason, we ought to leave it alone. We're nickel and diming it anyway. The amount of money, in most cases, will be negligible.
Senator Coletta?
Yes, Mr. President, I wonder if we might have a few words on this from the Rules Committee, since they drafted the substitute. I also have some questions on it, and I'm just curious as to, at least on paragraph one of the Rules Committee's intent on that.
How many words do you want? Senator Ray?
The non-problem speech, John.
On which side of my mouth I speak out, I went to the dentist this morning, and this side is paralyzed and hyperactive. My brain is disengaged. I think the intent of the committee substitute was to eliminate some of the problems that the original bill had. There will be some instances, if the original bill passes, a great number of banks will refuse to take reserve accounts because the accounts are small and it's a, as I say, it's a nickel and dime thing. There will be some people who would prefer to have the banks take the accounts so that they include in their monthly payment and they don't get hit at the end of the year with a big tax bill or with a big insurance bill. And under the original bill, I think a number of the banks would have discontinued reserve accounts. What the committee substitute does is says that if a bank wants to discontinue, they can, or if they want to negotiate with the borrower and pay him some interest, if he insists on it, they can do that. But that the bank cannot insist on a reserve account and also insist on not paying him interest, like they have in the bank somewhere. It consists of two things: one, reserve account, and number two, no interest. The intent of the bill is to prevent the banks from being able to do that. And it also prevents the bank from making the creation of a reserve account. It prevents that from being a condition to getting a loan. I think it's a ground that backs off the original bill. It alleviates a lot of the industry problems, and also it prevents the individual citizen from having to pay on reserve account, which is extracted from us. In other words, he can always refuse to pay under the committee substitute. I'm not real anxious about either bill, except that I can say the committee substitute is better than, I think, the original bill in the problems I've mentioned. I don't argue, however, with Senator Miller's observations on both of
them. Senator Steen?
Mr. President, the bill, in fact, of course, is a consumer bill. A number of other states already have legislation along the lines of the original bill. A couple of institutions within this state are offering interest on their on those reserve accounts. Maybe it's not a great thing to a number of people, but I think there are a number of people who have perhaps larger homes, pay more mortgage, and also are more able to handle their funds, that they would welcome this. To the small borrower, perhaps you just assume continue the way things are, which can well be done under the existing legislation, under the committee substitute.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, question Senator Rader through the chair. He still hasn't explained the fear I have, but maybe that's my fault for not explaining the part that I had a problem with. But in Section A, it says no financial institution or lender may require or solicit the creation of a reserve account. Now, how do you solicit? I don't know how you can solicit without asking. You know, it would just seem that in the case of an FHA loan, since that's a federal requirement, since you do go through a local bank to accomplish that, although they in turn sell the paper then to Fannie Mae, how do you say you must have a reserve account if that isn't soliciting? You know, I'm just confused, or I don't know how you can tell somebody you don't have to do this or tell them that you must without it being a solicitation.
Senator Rader?
President, I think that the Senator has an arguable point. Perhaps the word or solicit should be deleted. Just say that no bank may require the creation of a reserve account as a condition preceding to getting a loan. After all, solicit might mean to merely ask a person, do you want a reserve account? That's not the intention here to prohibit that. I think that the Senator makes a good point, and I would support the amendment if you wanted to offer one, delete the word or solicit.
Senator Miller and then Senator Jones.
Can we revert the introduction again?
Without objection, the other
President, McGowdy, a longtime friend of all of us, the former chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Cliff Grill.
Senator Grill is a former member of this body. You have the privilege of the floor.
President, I think I could add a thing.
We were hoping you could. Senator Chance? We're taking the floor, then Senator Curtula.
If Senator Curtula is willing to make introductions, I'll yield.
Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, some apologies. Senator Ray's absence brings another delightful opportunity for me to introduce Mrs. Ivy's Fifth Grade Glacier School, along with Senator Grove, Jimmy Woodward, Chuck Green, Monica Windham, Kirk Green, Shauna Subtle, Paul Bagel, Lonnie Silverston, Mary Osborne, Lou Ray Bartlett, and Eric Steer. Please stand up.
Further introduction. Senator Bradley.
Did we have a moment of ease?
Senator Spanadese. Clerk, will come to order. Senator Curtillo?
President, I move that unanimous consent to recess the call of chair for purposes of general public comment.
Senator Curtillo moves that unanimous consent the Senate stand in recess the call of chair for the purpose of Democrat and Republican Party caucus. Without objection, Senate's in recess. Senator, come to order. Add before us in third reading, Senate Bill 583. Senator Orsini.
President, in view of the reality of the situation and the fact that perhaps feeling a part of the body that more consideration needs to be given to this, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate Bill 583 be referred to the committee.
Senator Orsini moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 583 be returned to the Rules Committee. Without objection. Senate Bill 583 is returned to the Rules Committee. And before us, Senate Bill 717.
Senate Bill 717 by the Judiciary Committee, an act amending the Uniform Probate Code. The Judiciary Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian, Meland, Poland, and Miller. I have no amendments.
Senator Curtillo?
President, no amendments. I move that Senate Bill 717 be considered engrossed, pass third reading, place final passage.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 717 be advanced from second to third reading, placed for you on final passage. Without objection, have before us in third reading, Senate Bill 717.
Senate Bill number 717, an act amending the Uniform Probate Code.
Senator Ziegler.
President, earlier this morning I gave to our Secretary a letter addressed to me dated March 27, 1976, signed by Parker H. Peterson, who, as you all know, used to be our advisor of statutes for legislative affairs and is now Assistant AG. With that letter is a three-page document entitled Uniform Probate Code 1975 Technical Amendments. I would move that these two documents be spread upon the pages of the Supplemental Journal in order that posterity might know what we're endeavoring to do today.
Senator Ziegler moves and asks unanimous consent that those two documents, which are attached to the bill on the clerk's desk, be spread in the Supplementary Journal without objection. That will be a part of the Supplementary Journal. Senator Ziegler, you still have the floor.
Yes, thank you. In 1969, the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws promulgated the Uniform Probate Code. We adopted it in Alaska in 1972, and as is the case with any model act, as time goes by, you find that certain technical amendments and changes must be made. If any of you have taken time to look at Senate Bill 717, you know whereof I speak. And I have here a rather massive document prepared by the commissioners in which they advocate the changes that are set forth in 717. And it is truly heavy going. And if there's going to be a big floor discussion about it, I think the better way to approach this legislation would be to continue it in third reading for one day, and then those senators who have questions can come and talk to me about whatever problem they may have, and you can also look in the Supplemental Journal to see why we're doing what we're endeavoring to do. I'm not asking you to take get on me from faith, but I am asking you to take it from Barbara H. Peterson, who is one of the commissioners on the conference. And he says this is needed. It's in the nature of a revisor statute. And if you want to ask me questions, why, I'll do that a little over one day and go through the backup material. But I've got a section by section analysis. What is the pleasure of the body, Mr. President?
Senator Couture?
I think that the senator's statement is the correct one. I think he probably should hold it for one day. And anyone ask him, there's a lot of detail in here, and it's still not been before us for very long.
There's a motion. I'll ask him to consider what I'll make the motion.
moved and unanimous consent has been requested by Senator Ziegler that Senate Bill 717 be held in third reading until tomorrow's calendar. Is there objection? Without objection, Senate Bill 717 will appear in third reading on tomorrow's calendar. Senator Coletta?
Yes, Mr. President, may we revert to introductions, please?
Without objection, you have the floor.
Mr. President, give me a great deal of pleasure to introduce in the gallery behind me my sister and my brother-in-law, Lou and Dick Bing, and their two children, my niece and nephew, Tricia Wilson and Mike Bing.
Further introductions? We have before us third reading, House Bill 686, Senator Cortula.
Mr. President, Senator Ray is ill and sent a message that he'd like this bill held over for one more day. So I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 686 be held until tomorrow's calendar.
Senator Cortula moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 686 be held in third reading until tomorrow's calendar. Without objection, House Bill 686 will appear in third reading on tomorrow's calendar. That concludes the daily calendar. Brings us down to unfinished business. Special orders. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Coleman.
Mr. President, Senate Finance will meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, Community and Regional Affairs Committee will meet at 3 o'clock this afternoon in room 650 of the court building.
Senator Cortula.
Are there any further announcements? I have one from State Affairs Committee. State Affairs Committee, 3 p.m. today, and the bills will be posted. There's a good number of bills here. Mr. President, as Congress Chairman, I'd ask that the members look at those bills posted on the bulletin board, get some ideas. And 501, Senator Ziegler is looking at, and I hope the rest of you will. Now, there's also the banking code, comprehensive banking code, that will people start looking at. We'll get testimony on these bills next week, and we'll have a very full week in Commerce. Mr. President, there's no further action before this body. I move and ask unanimous consent that we adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Move and ask unanimous consent to Senate stand adjournment until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Without objection.